In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Prophets, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have in the Gospel today St. John the Baptist making clear to his audience that he recognized who he is as John the Baptist and who the Lord is, when he clearly points out Jesus to all those around him, "Behold the Lamb of God." St. John the Baptist, if he were a hunting dog, would be quite a good hunting dog, or a pointer, you know. When the pointer sees its prey, it points it out, it recognizes it, and indicates there's where you should look. And St. John the Baptist, being the precursor of the Lord, was excellent in his job. He's recognized what the indications that God gave him, said, "You will see the Spirit descend upon him whom you should proclaim as the Messiah." And he saw those signs, and he indicates very clearly to his audience who Jesus is, where they can find him. And I think that St. John the Baptist is an excellent example for us today as Catholics, because we are all called to be prophets like John the Baptist by our baptism. And one of the things that we're supposed to be able to do is to point out Jesus to those around us. We're supposed to be able to help our neighbors find Jesus. In the midst of this world today, we're supposed to point him out to them. And one of the ways in which we can point Jesus out to them is anytime we recognize the truth. When we point out the truth, whether it be any truth, natural truth, because our Lord said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So when we uphold the sanctity of marriage and the fact that marriage, long before it's even a sacrament, is a natural union, a natural sacrament, a natural truth, we are pointing Jesus out to them in one sense. We're leading them to the light. Or when we say that contraception is an intrinsic evil, we are pointing out the truth. We are directing people eventually to come to Jesus. We point out that anything it may be, because even Cardinal Burke, in a speech he gave some time ago, said that the first magisterium, you might say, of the church is to point out the natural truth, the natural law that is written in every man's heart. Before we even get to the supernatural, you know, that Jesus is born of the Virgin, before we even get to that, we can point out to very clearly in our society today, anything that is true, objective truth, natural law, is going to lead people eventually to Jesus. And when a society isn't recognizing and even scoffs at natural law, is going to have a hard time finding Jesus. It's going to have a hard time making a go of it, because you're living in the darkness. And the whole point that Jesus came was that those in the darkness have seen a great light. And St. John the Baptist saw Jesus. He was given graces to be able to recognize him. And at a certain point, he finally points him out to those around him. To even his own disciples, John was not interested in having camp followers. He was not interested in having all these people follow him. He was only there to serve, as he said, I am the best man. The bridegroom is here. Go with him. And that is what he did. And he pointed him out, and many of his disciples and became some of the first apostles, disciples of our Lord. John and James and Peter and Andrew, I believe, were even all, you know, followers of John the Baptist. They listened to him, they heard him speak, and they said, "There's something about this man that is holy and good, and we should follow him." But at a certain point, St. John said, "No, I'm just the voice. Here is the one you want to see and follow." And they did. They listened to him. So that, I think, is what, as Catholics today, we need to take a page from St. John the Baptist, And we need to be clear, not wishy-washy, not ambiguous about what we're saying, especially those who are in public service and in the public platform, have to be clear about what we mean when we speak about the Catholic faith, and not be confusing others and being sometimes stupid and saying that, thinking that somehow homosexuality is in the genes. That's not even scientific. Obviously, God would not condemn somebody who was born that way, but obviously our Lord has shown us very clearly that homosexuality is not something that you're born that way. You're formed that way because of some defective formation in your own background, but today people are being indoctrinated into it by the lies and the falsehoods that are being out there portrayed, and they're indoctrinating young people into this falsehood and letting them think that this is a good thing. And so if we just point out the simple basic truths of natural law, we have already put people light years ahead of many other people who are still living in confusion. And we need to be clear about what we're saying. When we say, "Behold the Lamb," when we say, "This is the truth," and when we say, "This is the church is teaching," then we have to make sure we have it clear. There's so many people today, especially people who have in their title Catholic associations, who aren't being Catholic, who are misleading people, and somehow they're not the official spokesmen for the church because they don't give the teaching of the church. They give what they think or their poor interpretation of the teaching of the church. And we need to be clear in our teaching and in what we repeat, that we repeat what is the teaching of the church. And you know, the first magisterium of the church is the truth as it's found in natural law, or just basic, you might say, reality. And the church doesn't have to pronounce a magisterial statement that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. That's the first magisterium, is the obvious reality. If someone has vital signs and they're living, they're not dead. The church doesn't have to make a pronouncement on basic reality, basic, you might say, scientific fact about what is alive and what is dead. I mean, as some have said, a 7-year-old can tell the difference between a living and a dead person. You don't have to have a lot of science to figure that out. But basic common sense and basic reality is already part of the magisterium of the church. The church doesn't have to give an official statement on it. It's just there, staring you in the face. And that is what is so sad today about many who have the opportunity to enlighten others, instead confuse them even more. And we need to be able to speak clearly about the natural truths, the natural law written in our hearts, as well as the supernatural truths. About what does the church mean when it teaches about the virgin birth of our virgin birth, or the perpetual virginity of Our Lady? We have to be clear when we repeat that the church teaches, you know, that Our Lady is a virgin before, during, and after the birth of Christ, and all these things. And St. John is today to be held up to us as a clear teacher, as a clear prophet, a voice that speaks clearly what is the truth and points it out to others. Then St. John realizes that after I've pointed it out, God has to do the rest. I can only lead them to the truth. And whether they want to drink from that fountain of truth, that in a certain point becomes a choice they have to make. But we still have to continue to preach clearly the way to Jesus. And that's what the church does in an official capacity. And that's what the church ought to do and still do. And that's what we as faithful members of the church need to do, is to point out clearly Jesus and where they can find him today. Let us ask St. John the Baptist, and let us ask Our Lady as Queen of the Prophets, to help us to be clear clear prophets, to be voices that are not wishy-washy or ambiguous, but that when people hear us speak about the Catholic faith or about Jesus, that they understand clearly where we're coming from and where we're going. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.